Welcome to another episode of the Timeless Tactics Podcast, where we explore ideas and practices that help us live with purpose, passion, and clarity. Today, we are reflecting on one of the most profound topics we've explored yet. This episode is about exploring the impermanence of life and how reflecting on our mortality can actually spark greater appreciation, action, and meaningful living. Our goal today is not to dwell in fear, but to illuminate how knowing our time is finite can encourage us to make the most of everyday moments and align our actions with our highest values and deepest dreams. If you often feel like life moves too fast or that you are stuck on autopilot, this conversation is for you. When we acknowledge the fleeting nature of life, we open ourselves to a profound sense of clarity and purpose. Each moment becomes an opportunity to connect, to grow, and to contribute to the world around us in meaningful ways. Instead of shying away from the reality of impermanence, we can use it as a guide, a reminder to cherish the small, beautiful moments and to pursue what truly matters with courage and intention. This awareness can empower us to live fully, not someday, but now, setting the stage. The idea of mortality isn't something many of us reflect on regularly. After all, this can be a weighty topic, and it's easy to avoid thinking about it in the whirlwind of our day-to-day lives. Yet, world-renowned philosophers, visionary artists, and high-achieving leaders have often pointed to mortality as one of the most important concepts for unlocking gratitude and prioritizing what truly matters. Think about it for a moment. If you knew with certainty that this month, year, or even day was your last, would you approach certain aspects of your life differently? Why reflection on mortality feels uncomfortable? To start, let's address why we shy away from the subject. Talking about mortality can feel uncomfortable because it reminds us of our vulnerabilities. Many psychological studies suggest our instinct to avoid this topic is tied to a basic survival mechanism. We are biologically wired to focus on living in the present, sometimes at the cost of considering the deeper purpose of our existence. While this avoids discomfort, it can also keep us from looking at the big picture of life. But avoiding the subject denies us the opportunity to use it as a tool for clarity. It is not about painting our lives with doom and gloom, but rather understanding that life's impermanence is what gives it profound, rich meaning. Without an endpoint, would we have the same urgency to find beauty in the ordinary moments or to pursue endeavors aligned with our authentic selves? Reflection on mortality invites us to live more intentionally. When we accept the fleeting nature of our existence, we open ourselves to a deeper sense of gratitude. Suddenly, the small, everyday moments have the power to take on extraordinary significance. A quiet morning with a loved one, the feeling of sunlight on our skin, or the sound of laughter can all become cherished fragments of our experience. Instead of racing through life, we can learn to pause and truly savor these moments, allowing them to fill us with joy and a profound appreciation for the present. This understanding also empowers us to prioritize what truly matters. When we understand that our time is not infinite, we are more likely to shed distractions and focus on relationships, passions, and goals that bring us closer to a purposeful life. This doesn't mean we rush to do or achieve everything all at once, but rather, we shift toward a life of intention, choosing each step with love, clarity, and courage. This choice, rooted in awareness, gives us the strength to create lives filled with meaning and connection. The concept of memento mori. Let me introduce you to a Latin phrase that intersects beautifully with today's topic. It is memento mori, which translates to, remember you must die. This phrase was often used in ancient Rome and later embraced by Stoic philosophers. It is not as grim as it might sound at first. Instead, it served as a gentle reminder to live fully and to act with purpose. Marcus Aurelius, one of the greatest Stoic thinkers, is known for his writings and meditations, where he reflects on the fleeting nature of human life. For him, reminding himself of life's brevity motivated him to be disciplined, to cherish relationships, and to create meaningful work as a Roman emperor. This philosophy, far from being a source of fear, empowers us to live with intentionality and gratitude. By acknowledging the impermanence of our time here, we're inspired to shed trivial worries and focus on what truly matters. It becomes a call to action, a nudge to pursue our dreams, forgive others, express love freely, and take bold steps toward fulfilling our true potential. Life, in all its beauty and challenges, is a finite resource, and Memento Mori encourages us to spend it wisely. By integrating this perspective into daily life, we can find clarity in moments of doubt and courage in times of adversity. The fleeting nature of existence reminds us that the present moment is a gift, an opportunity for growth, connection, and joy. Like Marcus Aurelius, we too can use this awareness to nurture meaningful relationships, contribute to the greater good, and live each day as if it were our finest. This mindset does not diminish life, it amplifies its vibrancy. Mortality as a lens for gratitude. Now let's talk about how the thought of impermanence can actually inspire gratitude. When we take a step back and acknowledge that our days are limited, we begin to see ordinary aspects of life with fresh eyes. Suddenly, a simple coffee shared with a friend, a sunrise, or even the feeling of accomplishment after completing a day's work takes on a special glow. It is a perspective shift, not just one of awareness, but one that touches our behavior and emotional landscape. For instance, think about loved ones in your life. How often do we rush through interactions, only half listening or postponing meaningful conversations for another day? When we consider mortality, even briefly, these connections become sharper in focus and more vibrant in their importance. It becomes easier to give someone your undivided attention or to express gratitude for their presence. When we truly pause to acknowledge the fleeting nature of time, a profound clarity can emerge. The trivial frustrations and daily anxieties that so often consume us begin to lose their grip. Instead, we may find ourselves drawn toward what is genuinely meaningful: acts of kindness, moments of laughter, or simply the beauty of being present. These subtle shifts can transform the way we see our lives, filling even the simplest moments with a quiet, powerful sense of purpose. This perspective also invites us to reflect on our own journeys. What legacy do we wish to leave behind? What values and experiences do we want to carry forward? By grounding ourselves in the present while keeping an eye on the bigger picture, we can move through life with greater intention and authenticity. It's not about perfection, far from it, but about seeking alignment between who we are and how we choose to live each day. Turning thought into action. Of course, reflecting on mortality is only beneficial if it translates into purposeful action. Here are some timeless tactics you can use to integrate this perspective into your daily life and reshape how you approach the present. Start with a morning gratitude ritual. Wake up each morning and take just 2 minutes to think about what you are grateful for. Consider the people, opportunities, or simple comforts that might often go unnoticed. Framing your day with this gratitude will increase your appreciation and awareness of life's gifts. Write a life priority list. Take out a notebook and write down the 5 most important areas of your life. Maybe it is family, creativity, health, spirituality, or career fulfillment. Ask yourself whether your daily choices align with these priorities. When we reflect on the impermanence of life, it becomes more natural to say no to distractions and yes to the pursuits that align with our values. Practice presence. Make an effort to pause throughout your day and anchor yourself in the present moment. Whether washing dishes, walking through nature, or having a conversation, remind yourself that this moment matters. Being present is one of the greatest ways to appreciate life. Have mortality moments conversations. Every so often, have a heartfelt conversation with someone you trust about how the idea of impermanence affects their life. Ask them questions like, "What is your biggest dream?" or "What are the things most important to you?" These discussions can deepen your connection and inspire new insights. Focus on legacy. Think about how you would want to be remembered. What contributions or values would you like to leave behind? Start working toward those now. Legacy building may seem overwhelming, but even small daily actions contribute to something larger than ourselves. Mortality is freedom, not fear. At its core, reflecting on mortality allows us to disentangle ourselves from the trivial. It encourages us to deactivate autopilot and reclaim intentionality in how we live. When we face life's impermanence, we invite greater freedom, clarity, and fulfillment into our experience. Each day becomes a gift when viewed through the lens of mortality. It reminds us to cherish the present moment, to nurture the relationships that matter, and to pour our energy into pursuits that align with our purpose. Instead of fearing the inevitable, we can use it as a compass, guiding us to live authentically and courageously. When we live with this awareness, we create a life that reflects our deepest values and leaves an impact that resonates far beyond our time. Closing reflection. I want to leave you with this thought. Morality is not something that limits life. It is, in fact, our invitation to live fully with the time we have. Every day is an opportunity to create, to connect, and to contribute in meaningful ways, whether big or small. I encourage you to take these ideas and apply them in your own life. Be conscious of how they shape your decisions, inspire your actions, and enhance your appreciation for the moments you have. Thank you for spending this time reflecting with me today. I hope this conversation left you feeling inspired and empowered. If you'd like to go deeper, reach out to us on social media or join the Timeless Tactics community for discussions on meaningful living. And as always, join us for the next episode where we continue tackling topics that motivate you to make every moment count. Until next time, this has been another episode of the Timeless Tactics Podcast.